Praise God. We're going to go forth with the word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day, because you have given us another day to glorify your holy and righteous name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each individual on this call. We thank you, Father, for blessing them, keeping them, protecting them, strengthening them, Lord God. And this day we realize, we acknowledge, we declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Savior. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that our hearts, our minds, our spirit receive what the word has for us this morning, that we go forth and be ministers in the marketplace, just proclaiming your word, proclaiming your gift, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you bless Dr. Vanessa Wellespoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you strengthen them. We glorify you, Father, for using them, Lord God, to make this platform available to each and every individual that's on this call this day. Lord God, we thank you that we are family, true in the ministry, true to your word, honoring your word. And we decree and declare that your word will go forth and bless us, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the minister that's going to proclaim your word this morning, Lord God. We ask that you keep her, strengthen her, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing through her in the blessed name of Jesus. Father God, we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift, because we know it comes from you. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for being God and being God all by yourself. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, again, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. I will now pass it over to our host, and I give God glory for each and every one of you. Have a blessed day. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister Robin.
Thank you. Praise God. Glory to glory to glory to glory to our God. Good morning to each one of you. And this is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And you are more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror Monday. I love that. And again, welcome to our awesome call. This call was founded by two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. P.K., she is the ambassador of Artists International, and that's the company that has brought many of us together. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle, and she is also a pastor. So we want to say thank you, women of God, for listening to the voice of our King. We are approaching our fourth year. We started October 25th, 2010, and it is here. It will be here next month. So stay tuned and listen for all the great things that will take place. God has been truly good to us. So we will share that with you as we get closer and closer to that day. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." That's what we are about. That's the mandate of this call. We pray for you, and we pray to him, and we rejoice with you, because our God is faithful, and his word does not return void. And our mission statement is truly enriching us, enhancing us, and empowering us as believers every single day that we get on this call, every single day when we're not on this call, because we know what God has done and is continuing to do in our life. And just like I said, we are here Monday through Friday. We start at 7 Central Standard Time, from 7 into 7:30. 8 o'clock Eastern, and 6 o'clock Pacific and Mountain Time. And each day we have a recording for you where you can listen to the message. The messages are also archived. But if you want to listen to today's message only once it's over, dial 712-432-1085. Use the same exact PIN code that you dialed in on, 957-677-POUND. And if you want to go to our website and find out more about us, more about the speakers, and listen to messages that have been archived, our website address is www.themasterscall.net. We have an email also, and the email is info@themasterscall.net. There, you can send us your praise reports. We want to rejoice with you. And most importantly, your prayer requests, because we pray for you. We believe the word, stand on the word, and the word manifests in your lives and also in ours. And you heard me mention, too, again, Artists International. Well, that company was founded by an awesome family, the Diaz de Leon family. And they love Jesus. They are sold out to the Lord. They are debt-free. And God has been faithful to us. And we have a morning motivational call immediately following this call. You can get on that call. You can find out more about our company, more about our products that are changing lives. That call is hosted by awesome Dr. Dorothy Cook. She is a platinum president, and she's known as the godmother of Artists International. She has an awesome team, and they are doing awesome things just like we are doing awesome things. Right now, let me tell you about our conference that's approaching. October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd, we as artists, entrepreneurs, health and wellness distributors, we are going to the Bahamas, sitting out, basking in the sun, learning about our company, having people join our business, and it all is taking place at the Atlantis. It's being provided and put together by the kings of artists, and these are men of God who love the Lord, and they know how to do it well. They, too, are awesome. Praise the Lord. So go to their website, and that happens to be theartistempowermentconference.com. You can go there, and you can find out more about what is going to take place. But I'll come back to you, and I'll give you that information again. Let me tell you about this awesome minister of God. She is a wife. She is a minister. She, too, is an Artist International distributor. Minister Jonah Stout. She is the proud bearer of change and transformation. Her calling is to bring integrity, to bring health and wealth back to the body of Christ, and also to the marketplace. She loves the Lord. She loves to tell others about what God is doing. She is full of success. She's an entrepreneur. Her passion is for providing proven solutions in the growing health and financial need of the marketplace. It fuels her dream and her vision. She also is the CEO of Healing Humanity. Praise God, Healing Humanity. She carries out the mission, when you empower the people, you empower their vision. And as the CEO of LBG, which stands for Life is Better Than Good Enterprise, and yes it is, Minister Jonah Stout is a proud bearer of change, transformation, and she's called to bring us that integrity. So family, without any further delay, I present to some, and I bring back our family member, an awesome woman of God. Are you there, Minister Jonah?
I am. Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me okay?
I can. God bless you. It's all yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, TMC family. It is always a privilege every single month when I get an opportunity to grace this line, and I'm just so excited about what God is doing in this season. I give honor to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK as the founders of this call, and I just honor your consistency and your commitment to what God has called you to do. I honor Artists International because none of us would even know each other if it wasn't for Artists International and the path that God put us on and connected us to that vehicle. I also want to honor the servants who support this call every single month, every single week, and every single day. And I love the tag you guys got today, More Than a Conqueror. I was listening to it. Every time somebody said it, I said to myself, I said, you know, it's pretty awesome just to be a conqueror. But God calls us more than a conqueror. And I don't have time to go into that, but that itself will preach all by itself. So thank you for that for today. As the founder of Healing Humanity, just to kind of tell you a little bit about myself, I'm calling in from Humble, Texas. That's about 5 miles north of the International George Bush International Airport out of Houston, Texas. And so God has called us back home. We've been back here now for about 2 years, 2 years in December. And so as the founder, I guess I should say co-founder, I do have a partner, a husband of almost 35 years, but we kind of got divided responsibilities. But as the founder or co-founder of Healing Humanity, and just like Minister Robbins said, when you empower a leader, you empower a vision. When I first started Healing Humanity, I would say when you empower the people, you empower their vision, and that's what she just read to you. But within the last 30 to 60 days, God has really refined that vision, and it makes sense because the doors that he continues to open for me are at a mostly an international level, but with leaders, nonprofit leaders, ministry leaders, pastors, and so forth. Influencers is what he calls them to me. And when you empower an influencer, you really empower an incredible vision. So we really believe that it's an honor to be able to serve in that capacity as we partner with God to take this mission across the globe. I sit on a couple of board of directors. I'm on the board for a couple of nonprofits, and I know what I'm called to do. I'm called to bring in finances. That's the mantle that is on my life. It is a financial one, and I didn't always understand it. I didn't always walk in it, you know, but I understand. I'm getting a little bit more clarity now as God continues to open doors. We do operate with a supernatural grace at the international level in ministry and in business, and so we accept that. We just launched our fall session, and I'm going somewhere with this. This is not so much just to lay out everything that I do, but I'm leading into something. Healing Humanity, my husband and I, if you check out our Facebook page, it's under Jonah Stout, and then we have a business page. Really, it's really a ministry page under Healing Humanity, Jonah Stout, on Facebook. But we are leaders in our church, Grace Church of Humble, here in Texas, and we launched our fall session for a ministry called Free Indeed, which we started back in the spring. It's for ex-offenders, and what we say is we're living life together God's way. We know what that walk is like. And my husband, who had served time prior to us being together, and at the time when I met him, was on parole at the time. But the heart wants what it wants. It doesn't care what that person's probably doing or whatever. But a lot of it I didn't know. But I immediately, you know, when he and I connected, and that's a story in itself. You'll have to wait for the book to come out with that. We're getting ready to do our memoirs in the next 12 months. But I just want to impress upon you guys today, as we continue to do the things that we've been called to do, that there's something, we have a bigger ministry, and that is to our legacy. Also, this past weekend, I basically, you guys saw the pictures of me with the 7 girls that we brought in from Cambodia. I sit on the leadership team and the training team for Ravens Hope International, and I'm excited about that because we have the honor and the privilege to be able to pour into these 7 young ladies from the ages of 22 to 29 while they're here. On loan to us from their parents, which is a great sacrifice to them over there. For 3 to 4 months, we impart a lot of things, biblical studies, leadership, and such into them, and then they go back as leaders and begin to impart into others in their country. Now, that's significant because once the Ravens that left in 2013, the average income on a monthly basis is $50 to $65 a month. And so now the Ravens, the 2013 Ravens that came over, now that they've gone back, we have girls making $100, $200. Even one of our Ravens are making $500 a month. That's significant when you can impact a life like that, not to change them into Americans, but to basically give them Jesus and do exactly what God called us to do, and that is that commission to go forth and really bring them to him. And that's what we did. And it's amazing because as I listen to these testimonies of these girls, all of their parents, all of their families are Buddhist, but they have accepted Jesus and they've come over here. And I'll say this and then I'm going to continue on. One of the moms at the going away party in Cambodia got up and told the testimony that her, she was taking, she was getting a lot of flack for sending her daughter to this, they call it God Jesus, sending their daughter to God Jesus in America. And she turned around and she told him, she said, you know, I don't know about all of that. I just know this. It wasn't Buddha that was able to get my daughter to America. It was their God, Jesus. So, yes, she's going, and I don't care about anything else. And so we're doing a great work here, but I want to share with you that every one of you that are that's listening to me this morning, you have a purpose and you have a plan. But I want to say this. The title of this message this morning, if I had to put a title on it, is I guess that's Renewing the Generation Covenant. And what I mean by that is there is a covenant that we have to our own legacy and to our family. One of the things that I keep in front of me all the time, as busy as I am and as much as I'm beginning to travel, my first ministry is to my home. It's to my husband and it's to my family. We are now empty nesters, so yes, he has always been my priority. But in this season, I mean, it's just he and I, you know, at home. And so we have to fight for that time together. But again, I say my first ministry is to my legacy. In 2003, God sent us on a mission. I can't walk through that this morning. It will take too much time. And I've got maybe 5 or 7 more minutes to go through this. I want to, when God sent us to Michigan from Houston in 2003, we had no idea what was happening. But in 2011, God said he was relocating us. And all of a sudden, my grandson, Jalen, who is now 9 years old, basically every time he got in the car with my daughter would call and say, Mom, every time we get in the car and go somewhere, Jalen is like, I'm going to my Nana's house. And so, you know, it took me a minute. I can be a tad bit slow sometimes, you know, when God's speaking like that. And we just really didn't know where he was leading us. We knew it was time for us to leave Lansing, Michigan. And so I guess about the third week of this, she's like, this boy is just getting on my nerves. You know, we would Skype and talk and things like that. And she said, every time he gets in the car, and it dawned on me that I told my husband, I said, God's sending us back home. He's sending us back home. And so as I began to pray about the move, God said, I'm sending you back for the next generation. Because one of the things that I saw in my communications with my daughter was that they were not taking the kids to church on a consistent basis. I knew that, but we really hadn't talked about it. And they were more focused on giving them things. I mean, they have the top-of-the-line Jordans and the clothes and the this. They just moved into a gated community, you know, $500,000 home, blah, blah, blah. But God said he was sending us back for the next generation. Here recently, I've been doing a study of Gideon, and I want to bring something to your attention this morning really quickly. I know when we talk about Gideon, we talk about what God did with him in rebuilding his confidence and how he, you know, took the number of men that he had down to 300 and won this war and how he did that. And that's a message all in itself. But something that I got out of Gideon was what happened to the people. I've been in this series all year, guys, in 2014, and I mentioned it the last time I was on the call, is representing God well. We talked about change. We talked about maintaining that change by building towers so that you don't lose the change once you get it, like King Uzziah did. But today I want to talk about representing God well as a legacy, as a generation and as a family. We have a responsibility to make sure we do exactly what God told us to do, and that is to teach our children. And so I'm going to go through something fairly quickly. I know it's being recorded, and I don't have time to go into each one of these points, but hopefully you'll be able to see where I'm going with this. Gideon is among a nation of people who have stopped moving forward. And this is in the study I was telling you about. And where it says, the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years. That's Judges 6:1. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Judges 21:25. God raised up a group of people called judges. And what was their role? Their role was they were called by God and empowered by God to unite the people of God, to stand against the enemies of God. I'm going to repeat that again. They were called by God and empowered by God to unite the people of God, to stand against the enemies of God. Guys, as the body of Christ, that's our responsibility. I'm amazed at how divided we are on different things, how to baptize, how to do salvation, how to do whatever. But one thing we ought to be united on is who our God is. And the fact that we unite and we stand against the foe that is coming against the kingdom of God, that's what should unite us. Moving on. How and why did God's people who have the favor of God and are in a covenant relationship with God get to a position of such devastation and opposition? If you read through Judges 2, it'll give you a little bit more background information, but I'm going somewhere with this. They did not know the Lord. There was a problem with the information that they had in their head. Their parents didn't do the teaching. The young people didn't do the listening. So there was a problem also in their hearts. Their hearts hadn't been stirred to the passion of God. And I'm going to stop right there because this is where God took me, and I kind of stayed here for a minute because he said, if you don't tell your children what I have done, who I am and what I can do, they won't grow up knowing me like you know me. And so, you know, this last point I have here says, as a result, their hands aren't doing the right thing. So when we came back here, and I'm going to close with this, and what happened, my daughter called me. We had, you know, taken our grandsons to church with us. We have an incredible children's ministry at Grace Church. And I was so excited because I found out my daughter had joined the church and they were going and everything. But what I didn't know, they didn't have a children's ministry. And so when I found that out, the first thing I thought about was, you know, you've got two young boys. How can you connect with a church that doesn't have a children's ministry, or, you know, to be able to train them on that level? But I understand why she did, because she did it from an emotional standpoint and so forth and so on as I began to dig into it. But then she called me one day. And my grandson wants to go to church with me. And she's saying, Mom, you know, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm like, what is that? She said, could you guys, you know, come by? Jalen really loves your church. And can you come by and pick him up and take him to church? Now, I'm going to tell you what I said. And I'm helping somebody this morning. As a grandmother, you know, I'm thinking, okay, he's your child. We've invited you to the church, so why did you choose to go over there where there's no children's ministry instead of, you know, finding a church with a children's ministry or coming over here? Our church is like 5 minutes from your house. You know, I went into all of that. And so that just within the last week or so, and I even spoke to one of our artist sisters who attends church with me yesterday, and we had this conversation. We have a responsibility to the generation coming behind us to make sure that they know our God. And regardless of whether she does it or I do it, if that is a role that I have to play right now, so be it. But we have to do that. If we don't tell them who God is, and this is the thing that he brought to my attention. He said, who's going to tell Jalen? Who's going to tell Taisha? That's my daughter. Who's going to tell them that I took you from Egypt to the wilderness, and now into the promised land? You left here in 2003. You lost your home, every car you own. Your bank account was in a negative condition. You left with a suitcase and a box to a land you did not know, where it snows 8 months out of the year. But in 8 years, when I brought you back to Houston to come back for the next generation, it took a semi-truck to get you back here. And we had two drivers that we had to fly back because they were friends of ours. It was a trucking company. My husband was supporting them and so forth. But God chose, he said, who's going to tell them that? You are. This is about next generation, and your first ministry is to that generation and to that legacy. So I challenge you all today to take a look across your lineage, take a look across your family. I don't care if you are the grandmother, the grandfather, the mother, the father, the daughter, the aunt. If you look across your lineage and you see children, you see that next generation unchurched, don't know the word of God. If you're taking kids to school every single morning, somebody needs to be repeating the word of God, putting the word of God on the inside of them before they go into what some of us call the enemy's camp. We're sending them in unarmed. So I'm going to stop right there. We've got just a couple of minutes left on this call, but I challenge you today to look across that lineage and see where the gap is, and you be the filler of that gap. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Glory to God. Praise God, praise God. That's my heart. I will be calling you back, Minister Jonah, so that you can give us our daily benediction. Family members, we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so good. You are worthy to be praised. You are the great I am, and I thank you for this word that has come forward, Father. I thank you, Lord God, because you told us to train up a child in a way that they should go, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. And it does not matter, just as the minister said, Father, whether you're the father, the mother, the biological or non-biological, you are a spiritual leader, and we have a role and responsibility. So, Lord, I thank you for this word that has come forward. I thank you, Father, for Executive President Martha Gibbons, Lord. You are the God of peace. You are Jehovah Shalom. And I thank you for your peace that surrounded her during the homegoing of her mother, Miss Geneva Gaydon. I pray for the Gibbons family and for the Gaydon family, Lord, that they are strong in you, Father. And although they do weep, Father God, we know joy is coming to that household in the name of Jesus. And you being the healer, being the restorer, thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in Minister Ernest's life, Father. Thank you that he is getting stronger in every part of his body, his limbs, his joints, Father. Thank you, Lord, because your word has not returned void unto him, nor to Joni, nor to our godmother, nor to anyone on this call. Father, we know that eyes are normal. We speak health and normalcy over those eyes. You said the eyes of those that see shall not be dim in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that her mother has clear vision in Jesus' name. And Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I lift up the next generation to you, Father. I thank you, Father, and I come against the spirit that would put the spotlight on the world to make the world seem like it's more beautiful than our King, because that is not true. And I declare that this spirit has been bound. It's rendered weak and powerless. I declare that this generation is being birthed, and they will hunger and thirst after you, Father. They will hunger and thirst for righteousness, Father. I thank you that they will be bold like David, Father. They will speak your word. They will know your word. They will say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Because they will know their God, Father. And Lord, give your people, those, Father God, who are fearful. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, 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 and a sound mind. So go forward and speak to young people. Love on them. Encourage them. Take them to church. Be that leader. And just as the minister said, when they have their vision, they can lead. We know that this is the generation. And you, Lord God, call them forward. So we speak life over them. I send your word to the high schools, to the elementary schools, to the grammar schools, to the colleges. And I say, young men and women of God, you rise up in the name of Yeshua. You take your rightful place as a child of God. And Father, remove the veil of darkness from those who do not yet know you, for they will come to know you. Because just as Minister Jonah said, Jesus is the healer. He is the provider, not Buddha, not Confucius, not any other idol. There's only one true and living God in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, you can listen to this call again. You can dial, only for today, you can dial a playback number, and that is 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677-POUND. You can go to the website, www.themasterscall.net, to listen to archive messages. Don't forget, we have our morning motivational call, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Get on the call. Find out more about our awesome company. Distributors, don't forget to check your back office. Register for the conference October 31st, November 1st and 2nd in the Bahamas at the Atlantis, and you can go to the website. Minister Jonah, are you there?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Awesome. Guys, I'm just going to give you a couple of chapters, Joshua 23 chapter, the 23rd chapter, and the 24th chapter. You really need to read that. He was specific about what the generations were supposed to do. You got, you know, and so I want you to read that. But I'm going to read 24 and 14 and close us out. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Have a blessed day.